Rio Tinto's privacy breach, a dramatic sea rescue, and the search for WA's $40 million Powerball winner. It's Monday, the 6th of March.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy public holiday Monday.
Yes, yes. Lots of Western Australians enjoying the public holiday today. Not us. Not
no,
that we're bitter about it.
We're enjoying it at work.
We are enjoying it.
It's
we're having a great time. And now let's talk about Rio Tinto, another big Australian company that's been caught up in a privacy breach, although this time it's not hackers.
No, this is a technology breach that has exposed the private conversations of some of its employees. So Rio Tinto installed Blackview dash cams in hundreds of cars and trucks at a mine site up in the Pilbara in early January. The reason for this, we're told, to improve safety and capture critical incidents like crashes.
Makes sense.
But it has been discovered that their technology has also been recording the private conversations and phone calls of the operators in these vehicles.
Whoops.
24/7. It's also been found some of those communications have been able to be accessed, despite the company giving assurances to the workforce that that would not happen.
Wow.
So a company spokesman has said it's believed that the breach is confined to the Namuldi mine, just one mine, but very concerning, isn't it? Wonder what they were talking about in these vehicles.
I think that's every employee's worst nightmare, that their private conversations at work have been somehow recorded.
And they've had a go about their manager.
Yeah. It would never happen to us.
No.
Where's they used to being in a studio with microphones?
Have you swept this studio at all?
You know, you become very, very sensitive to the presence of microphones.
Can you imagine if it's just going into management's offices?
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not worried.
And no, we're always above board at the West Live.
Usually.
And now let's talk about this moped situation where a teenager has been run over by a moped.
Yeah, this happened in Butler. So police are searching for two people who are accused of crashing into this teenage girl, leaving her unconscious and fleeing the scene. Awful situation. She was taken to hospital, had a raft of injuries. Thankfully, she has since been discharged, but police are still searching for the two people responsible. The incident was caught on camera. The family of this girl are pleading for those two people to come forward.
Yeah, gosh, and I certainly hope that the police manage to track him down and find out exactly what happened in that situation. And now, when you're out in the ocean on a boat, you know, some of the safety equipment you might have an EPIRB, you might have life jackets, but from my understanding of what happens when boats sink, the most handy thing you can possibly have is an esky.
There's always an esky to cling to, isn't there? So, WA police have carried out this dramatic rescue, saving four people after their boat sank off Garden Island. And thankfully, there were a couple of eskies, actually. Yeah. One had the beers. The bloke was like, not that one. water police were notified of a civilian vessel in distress. It was taking on water and sinking. So, the water police and Rockingham Marine Rescue rushed out there. When they arrived, they found that the boat had sunk. And they just had the bow visible at that point. So they managed to get the four occupants to safety. They were still wearing sunglasses and hats. They'd been bobbing around in the ocean for up to half an hour. So footage was captured on the body-worn cameras that the cops have. So we've seen the whole rescue. They were found clinging to this green esky, and they were rescued a short time later, along with the ice chest.
Good. And the beers? Did they save the beers?
It was the bloke who said, the other esky's got the beers in it. That's the one, just ice and bloody bait.
Yeah, you feel you feel compelled to share them with your rescuers.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
Crack
so luckily, a good result there.
Sure.
Not sure whether they'll go and try and fish out the boat.
Oh, I'll have to, surely. Try and salvage that. There'll be companies that specialise in that. And now rescue efforts are underway in parts of Malaysia after seasonal floods killed at least four people and displaced more than 40,000 over the weekend. Among the deaths confirmed on Saturday by state authorities in Johor was a man who became trapped in his car. It was swept away by rising floodwaters. Now, Malaysia's worst floods in decades occurred in 2021, so just a couple of years ago, when there were 54 deaths and the army had to be mobilised. And those floods hit eight states. mandates and strained emergency services across the country. And at the time, there was criticism of the government's response to the disaster. So all eyes are on the Malaysian government at the moment and how they're dealing with the current monsoon season, which started in November. And people have been evacuating their homes since at least December. So for 3 months, people around Malaysia have been evacuating at various points. And in Johor, where the population is 4 million people, it's Malaysia's second most populous state and has been the worst hit by the monsoon this year. Tens of thousands of residents have been moved to relief centres in schools and community halls, and experts from the Malaysian Meteorological Department have warned that the wet weather could continue until April. So no respite really on the horizon there. We have a huge Malaysian community here in WA, so I know a lot of people over here will be very concerned about what's happening over there. And now, are you concerned about China pumping up its military budget?
Oh, how much has it gone up by?
So they've had their National People's Congress, which draws nearly 3,000 delegates to Beijing. They'll be there for the next sort of week or so, talking about the budget and various information about how well the Communist Party is going, how well China is going.
About weather balloons?
probably talking about where they're going to release their weather balloons next and how good they're going against COVID. So probably some things that maybe not that factual coming up at the Congress. But this year, they've also announced that their official economic growth target is going to be around 5% for 2023 as it looks to get the economy kick-started again after COVID.
And you think that'd be good for our iron ore industry?
Good for us. It's good for us, for sure.
If it happens.
Maybe not so good for us is their military budget, which is going to increase by 7.2%. You want to know how much the dollar value is?
Tell me.
$224 billion.
$224 billion.
Yeah. It's a pretty eye-watering amount, right? That's in a year. And so that spending increase marks the second year in a row that the annual military budget will go up by more than 7% after it went up 7.1%. And it's a lot more than it was even 10 years ago.
Is it just that things are costing more? Is it inflation, or are they actually buying more stuff?
I think they're buying more stuff. Okay. China now controls the world's largest navy in terms of the number of ships, and they continue to advance its fleet of nuclear submarines and stealth fighter jets. So we're talking high-tech weapons and more weapons. And so their spending is continuing. But they still try and pitch it as they don't spend as much as the US comparatively.
Okay.
So they try and act like it's all based on population. Yeah. So they try and sell it as nothing to really worry about. But I think certainly people who watch military spending and defense strategy around the world are sort of looking at this going, a bit of posturing going on here with some of the regional tensions. And now, who knows where the Powerball millionaire is in WA, maybe out in the regions?
Yeah, it's the $40 million question. Well, the thing is, it's somebody in Perth, you would think, because the ticket was sold in Perth. But, of course, somebody could buy the ticket in Perth and drive up to Geraldton or something. So it's been 4 days now since we had a WA winner scoop the entire pool, $40 million in Powerball, and still nobody has come forward. So we understand the ticket was sold in Perth. It's a single ticket, not a syndicate. Often we see syndicates win and then it's split. No, this is somebody has won $40 million and they are yet to come forward. So my advice would be check your ticket again. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it into my local news agency and scan it, because I just don't trust myself. Because I had a vibe that I was going to win, and then I looked at the numbers and there weren't many. But I've kept it on the kitchen bench. Could you imagine if I have won? And I've come in on this public holiday, and I probably didn't need
to. You checked all the Powerballs. That's the easiest thing
to check. Yeah, I did. I didn't have 18 in any of them, so that was the Powerball. Look, it hasn't happened. Haven't seen it. Maybe I didn't see a row, or who knows. Yeah. So what happens is the winner has 12 months to come forward. If they don't come forward within 12 months, that money is sent back to the community through the Lottery West Grants Program.
Do you know what would be the absolute worst? Imagine if, you've bought a lotto ticket, right? Mm-hmm. You know that you've bought one, and then you hear that someone has won, and you're like, oh, you beauty, where's my lotto ticket?
And you've lost it.
You can't find it. Maybe you put it through the wash in a pocket or something like that. Or it's in your car.
This is why they get people to register, don't they?
Yeah, that's why you should register. Mm. But can you imagine? I reckon there's a couple of people out there absolutely freaking out right now.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today. Yeah, I'll let you know tomorrow. Sport.
And Peter Bowl has opened up about the shock moment he was told he'd tested positive to a performance-enhancing drug and how sharing the news with his family was the toughest part of the saga. So the two-time Olympian and Commonwealth Games silver medalist described the pain of those first calls he made to his mum and his brother in an exclusive interview with 7 News Spotlight. Did you watch this? It's fascinating. Absolutely
fascinating.
It's interesting,
isn't it? Michael Usher's interview there.
Yeah, yeah. And Usher put it to him directly, you know. Had him or anyone on his team ever injected Peter Bowl with EPO? And Bowl replied, absolutely not. I've never used or possessed any performance-enhancing drugs. He was emphatic about it, as you would be, but you want to believe him, don't you?
So he's floated this idea that the leak was a bit of an inside job.
Yeah. It's always interesting when people say there's a conspiracy.
Yeah, no.
But we'll see. There's still a long way to go. Investigation's still to happen. He's flying a lawyer in from America. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
The Wild West.
Now, Maddie, are you much of a fan of Toblerone? You know the old Toblerone? Look,
it's one of those things I wouldn't buy for myself, but if given it, take note, everyone, I will gladly consume it.
100%. I don't think I've ever bought a Toblerone, but you always get it given in gift baskets and stuff like that.
It's like no one buys themselves a Butchie chocolate or Ferrero Rocher's, but it's a gift
thing. I had a Butchie chocolate on the weekend.
Did you?
For the first time in 15 years. I actually forgot there was a message in them.
That's the whole point of them.
Oh, sorry about that.
They do taste good, though,
don't they? Delicious. Yeah. It was very nice. But Toblerone is also
Toblerone. Same sort of thing, you know. People don't buy it for themselves, but they get it as a gift.
Well, things are going to change with the packaging of Toblerone, right? Like, you know how there's currently a mountain on the
that's because that's the
shape. It's a triangle shape, right? So, and it's a Swiss chocolate, Swiss mountain. It's the famous Matterhorn, in case you're wondering.
Yes.
But now they're going to have to remove the Matterhorn because they're moving production, some of the chocolate's production, from Switzerland to Slovakia.
Is this to save money?
Probably, yep. I think it's definitely to save money.
Slovakian chocolate doesn't have the same ring to it as Swiss chocolate.
But how's this though, right? So you might be thinking, big deal, moving the production to Slovakia, why can't you still have the Matterhorn on the packaging?
Well, it's false advertising, isn't it?
There's actually some very strict rules in Switzerland around using Swiss icons on packaging of milk-based products, because Swiss milk, it's a big thing, if the milk doesn't come from Switzerland.
Well, that would make sense. Imagine if something was made in New Zealand and they had a koala on it.
And do you know, exactly. But not like we have any rules around it, though. Like, we wouldn't stop anybody from doing that, I don't think.
But
there are rules. It's called Swissness legislation that's been in place since 2017. I guess it's like, you know, champagne and Prosecco and all this kind of same sort of deal, right?
Okay.
And so the rules are that you can't use the national symbols of Switzerland, including like the Matterhorn, if milk-based products are not exclusively made in Switzerland.
So what symbol are they going to use?
Well, they're just going to use a more generic mountain.
Oh, just a mountain.
Just a mountain. Do you think anybody... And they're going to prominently feature the signature of the founder of Toblerone, Monsieur Tobler.
Mm. Do you reckon he'll be rolling in his grave?
About the removal of the Matterhorn from the packaging, probably not, because the Toblerone goes back to like early like 1907 or something, and they didn't put the Matterhorn on until 1970.
So Mr. Tobler
had probably already dropped off the twig. And these days, it's owned by an American company, Mondelez.
Oh,
so there you go.
Well, that's interesting. A lot of factual information I did not know there.
Does it make you want to get it, Toblerone?
It's making me really hungry. It's making me, when I go to the news agency, to also go to Woolies and see. Do they have Toblerone at Woolies?
Yeah, they do, for sure. Okay. You know, they tried to change the triangle shape a couple of years ago.
Oh, to what?
I think just rectangle because it was too expensive to make it. But huge controversy erupted and they had to go back to the triangle.
There's something exciting about just breaking it off, isn't there? And you can't just stop at one.
And then having that nougat stuck in your teeth for a week afterwards.
Yum, yum, yum.
And that's your news from the West Australian for Monday, March 6th. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a great one, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea. We interrupt this broadcast to apologise to The Bachelor.
I just get confused because there are so many of them and they are all personal trainers.
The biggest new sketch comedy in decades. We interrupt this broadcast Tuesday 7:30 on 7 and 7 Plus.